For KHSU, this is Michael Roccaforte. I'm here with Lewis Gordon and Eric Rydberg. They're both with the group No on Measure M. Vote No on Measure M. So, guys, why don't we get this started? Let's kind of give some background information and really unpack this issue of the McKinley statue and how Measure M came out of it.
Yeah, definitely. So this is Lewis here, and I'm an employee of the Seventh Generation Fund, but I'm here on my lunch break as an individual, as a community member, as a graduate of Humboldt State University's Native American Studies program. A number of years ago, in 2016, Arcata adopted the Declaration of Indigenous Peoples Day, and as part of that, they had said that all city governments, public spaces should fairly represent the community and should not maintain racist or oppressive imagery, references, you know, these other things that really shouldn't be out there in the memorialized and glorified in public spaces. So that happened. And then a little while later, some community members said, hey, you know, Seventh Generation Fund has put forward this Declaration of Indigenous Peoples Days. The city of Arcata has adopted this resolution saying that, you know, people should be respected as human beings and that nobody should be demoralized or further oppressed by these historical references. Why is the statue still here? And why is there this plaque at the corner of the plaza directly across from Jacoby Storehouse that says that Jacoby Storehouse served as a place of refuge during times of Indian troubles? What's going on there with Indian troubles, and why is it memorialized as that instead of, you know, a time of theft and genocide and murder and, you know, state-sponsored bounty hunting? Why is that remembered as Indian trouble? So that's basically some of the early history just in the last couple of years of how we got to this point. Another community members got together and said, you know what? You guys are right. This, you know, these images, these histories are not accurate for this history of the city of Arcata and don't represent us, our history. And actually, you know, the statue doesn't actually have anything to do with Arcata at all. McKinley was never here. And McKinley's legacy is, you know, one of continued theft and genocide.
Yeah, largely a group known as the Historic Justice Alliance. You can go check them out at historicjusticealliance.org. It's basically a group of community members that were really concerned with the following through of the Indigenous Peoples Day proclamation and making it more than just sort of like fancy wording, saying like, okay, we have this proclamation, but what does that look like into real life? And McKinley is a blaring symbol of colonialism. For those that don't know his history, the Wiat Tribal Council voted to remove the McKinley statue in February, and their quote was that the Wiat tribe would like to acknowledge McKinley's impact on Indigenous communities. McKinley supported the Dawes Commission dismantling the Choctaw, Creek, Chickasaw, Seminole, and Cherokee tribal lands and checkerboarding them into individual land allotments and designating surplus lands and opening them up to white settlement. After failing to negotiate a treaty with the Aboriginal people of Hawaii, who were against annexation, McKinley was able to annex Hawaii through a joint resolution of Congress calling it Manifest Destiny. McKinley also refused to act when the Leech Lake Ojibwe leaders petitioned him to intervene in the tribal companies were encroaching their tribal lands and setting grass fires to remove timber from timberlands that the Ojibwe used for subsistence. So it's bigger than just if the Wiat Tribal Council comes together and says we want the statue removed, it's not how we want our traditional lands represented. That should be enough for everybody to acknowledge and respect and honor their wishes.
But there's so many histories.
Exactly.
It's across continents, across oceans, from the Caribbean to the Pacific.
There was also a thing called the Benevolent Assimilation Proclamation that McKinley passed that allowed him to colonize the Philippines, where thousands and thousands of Filipinos died, 11,000 specifically in a concentration camp where they were starved and neglected. Guam was colonized, the Chamorro people there. Puerto Rico, we're still seeing the damage of that colonization today. As Hurricane Maria devastated them, and they have no real congressmen or senators or representation for Puerto Rico, we're neglecting them. There's many things McKinley represents. Even his reputation as an abolitionist, some of the early founders of the NAACP wrote McKinley a letter while he was president, asking him why he was silent on the mass lynchings that were going on by the KKK and so forth, to which he had no response or seem to care. So McKinley has an extremely problematic past for Indigenous people from Turtle Island and from Islander relatives. It's time for him to go, and for us to have a future that represents all people, especially the First Nations of this continent.
And referring back to the proclamation that you referenced earlier, is that kind of what set the stage for this to be moved onto the ballot?
So there's a number of things happening between the proclamation and this ballot initiative. Okay. So the ballot initiative is actually a response to the city of Arcata, the city council, voting 4-1 to remove the statue. And this ballot initiative is essentially a citizen effort to thwart that decision and to keep the statue and its pedestal and all its various accessories on the plaza in perpetuity, indefinitely, without change, and to have that be a law of the city of Arcata.
So if Measure M were to pass, that means that folks that have suggested that if we don't remove the statue, that maybe we could put a plaque there telling the history of all of these terrible things that happened under McKinley's presidency, that would not be allowed. There would be no modification ever permanently. So it's kind of an all-or-nothing thing at this point. And just to kind of speak to the history of how it got here, 13 years ago, Paul Patino, he's a city council member, he proposed removing this once before. At that time, the city council majority voted against it. Here we are 13 years later, Paul Patino got re-elected. He's a Green Party member here of the Green Party of Humboldt County. After the Wiat Tribal Council came together and said, we're voting to remove this, we want to see this gone from our traditional lands, Paul Patino then re-brought this petition back, or this proposal back. This time it passed 4-1. And as Lewis was saying, the one dissenter of that 4-1 vote, Michael Winkler, took it upon himself to go around and collect these petitions, arguably in violation of the Arcata City Council's own ethics code that says that you're not supposed to use your platform to influence the community. And unfortunately, that ethics code is self-regulating, so there really is no enforcement of that ethics code. So if Michael Winkler wants to use his influence to collect those signatures, basically it's on him to enforce the ethics code upon himself, which obviously he's not going to do.
And one of the biggest issues with this measure coming to ballot is that there's been a lot of confusion between a yes and a no vote. So right. Why don't we talk about that a little bit and explain the best way you can the difference between yes and no.
Definitely. So it's a double negative. It's a double negative ballot. So no on M means remove the statue. Yes on M means keep it exactly as it is forever and ever for all time.
Right. I like to think M is for McKinley. Measure M, right?
Yeah.
So
no on M.
Yeah. No McKinley or yes McKinley.
I was thinking about that earlier. It's a bit of a coincidence. I wonder if that was intentional.
Well, Michael Winkler has been a city council person for quite some time. You know, the way if you read the petition, it is worded very carefully, and it's no, in my opinion, I don't see that that's just a coincidence. Statistically, it's harder to get a no vote than it is to get a yes vote. So it appears as if he worded it in such a way that he would have all of the advantages that he possibly had to get a yes vote to keep that statue there forever.
So. I see. And is there anything else that you guys like to share? Anything, any events coming up or any contact information people might ought to know?
I would like to shout out to a lot of the endorsers, the Yurok Tribal Council, Cherai, its Ancestral Society, the Historic Justice Alliance, many different groups, Centro del Pueblo.
First and foremost, the Wiat tribe.
First and foremost, big thank you, Yahweh, to the Wiat people. We are on Wiat land. And also, I'd like to invite everybody on October 8th.
Monday.
The Indigenous Peoples Day Proclamation declared that day. Instead of Columbus Day, it's Indigenous Peoples Day. So I'd invite people to come out and show your support for the Wiat tribe's decision to remove that statue. Come out to the McKinley statue out to the plaza. Let's celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day and work towards creating a more inclusive and better future for everybody.
All right. Well, thank you so much to the two of you. That's Lewis Gordon and Eric Rydberg. They're with the group No on Measure M. And remember, no means take down the statue. Yes means keep it. All right. Thanks to the two of you.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks.